tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gile.
You know what you are? You gimpy lake monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg is right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob and Tom.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Wow. Oh, Jesus, how can you get more satanic than that?
How do you know it's satanic?
I'm just taking a guess, man. That stuff's hardcore.
We're hardcore.
Welcome to the TagCast Podcast. It's a great time to be choking.
Because it's hump day. Everybody gets a little choked up on hump day.
Episode number 307.
Lucky number 7.
Yes, it is December. It's not that far from Christmas.
Yeah.
Today is 12-12-12.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I forgot.
12-12-12.
12-12-12.
Remember...
That's double evil.
It does, yeah, but you remember...
That must be why we're playing Possessed by... Yeah. There's 7 churches by Possessed.
Really quick, I am Gatch.
You are really quick.
Yeah.
And I'm really slow, and I'm Terry.
But yeah, remember, it doesn't seem like that long ago since 666, does it? Because... That day was marked with Slayer Hot Topic
Day. Oh, yeah,
that's
right.
We bought our T-shirts online.
I still have one.
And I bought a single, and I think I bought the CD, but I'm not sure. Maybe I just bought the single.
And Deicide came out that day, too, with a CD about
Satan.
Yeah,
there's a few. Why didn't anything weird happen on that day, though, other than that, like...
I don't know. Jesus. It was supposed to be...
What if he would have resurrected on that day? Wouldn't that have been
rapture?
Weird?
Rapture, yeah. Jesus came back. Well, he's already resurrected.
He came back.
Okay, He came back on Easter, and then he went home with his dad.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. They're waiting for him to come back to Earth to take us all back to heaven.
And that's when he said he'd come back? I thought he said he would come back from the death.
Nope. He said he would come back. He's coming back to save us all.
Oh, I thought he died on the cross and said that he would come back.
No, he rose from the dead. Remember?
Well, I don't remember.
Zombie Jesus Day is Easter. It's Zombie Jesus Day.
Yeah, I didn't know the entire story. Yeah, so that's when he resurrected and then ran off from everybody?
Well, he kind of probably just went...
Yeah.
Up to the God House or wherever it was.
Was he wearing one of those Star Trek shirts?
I think he left his shroud in the cave because they found it.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Jesus' shroud, so... I don't know.
I thought when they were coming back, I mean, that was the resurrection. And I'm probably losing some religious points, some Bible points.
Do we have religious followers? We were talking
about even people that aren't religious still know that probably.
That's about the only thing I do. I read the Bible, but not religiously.
Oh, man, that's good.
This is Possessed, the 7 churches. And I live in a small town called Brownsville, about 1,700 people population, and we have at least 7 churches.
This whole area is a lot of churches.
Full of churches.
A lot of used car lots.
Yeah. Hey, and I don't know if you know this, but you can hear... Well, it's done now. You can't hear it anymore. But you were saying how heavy and crazy and mm-hmm. satanic that sounds. That guitar player went on to be in Primus. Still is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Larry Lalonde. Mm-hmm. When you say his name, it sounds like you have a speech impediment. Larry Lalonde.
Oh, Lalonde.
And then in Primus, he just goes by Lur.
Lur?
Which is L-E-R, which is just weird. Lur.
I saw a sausage.
I saw Possessed. You saw sausage? Mm-hmm. Where? What?
Up in Portland.
Okay, Les Claypool.
Yeah.
But he's not
but that was original Primus without their drummer that Primus
had.
Oh,
so it had the same guitarist?
I think so. It was whatever the band was before Primus, but I wasn't really that into him. I mean, I liked Primus, but I was like, why would you just have the original Primus band get back together and call it something new? That's weird. So
weird.
I was at the age, too, where I was kind of anti, kind of whatever. I wanted to be anti for no reason.
Yes.
And so I watched them and stuff, and it was kind of cool. It was at the La Luna, which was a really small stage. I remember
Class
Claypool
place.
Even at that time. But I was much more excited to see Helmet.
La Luna
was playing that day.
Was previously called the Pine Street Theater.
Yeah.
That's where I saw Exodus, Exciter, and Megadeth in 1985. My first, well, not my first, but because I saw Anthrax in 84. But that one in 85 kind of blew my mind a little bit, but... Anyway, hey, everybody. How's everybody doing on Hump Day? This is kind of our weekend wrap-up show.
Yes.
I went to the Dixie Creek Saloon this weekend. I don't think I did anything on Friday. It was pretty good. Griefhammer played, and Ninth Moon Black canceled at about a few hours before the show.
Around
which was
9?
A bummer. No, I think it was more like 5, but still. Mm-hmm. Close enough to where nobody scrambled to get another band, where we probably could have. Phil from Dirt Clawed Fight showed up, and he showed up right after Griefhammer played, and then, like, after the second band, he was like, is Ninth Moon Black not playing? And I was like, no, they canceled. You don't know? And he's like, no, I didn't. I kind of came to see them in Wichosaurus Hex. It's like, I was wondering. Didn't see anyone around. He's like, I wish I would have known. He goes, Dirt Clawed Fight probably would have played. I was like, whatever.
Well, you'll know that for the future.
So he missed our band, and it was funny because the weekend before, I went to see Sons of Dirt and Hive Tyrant, and then they play a long time, and then it ended up we left before Dirt Clawed Fight played. So I was like, yeah, I missed your band. He goes, well, I missed yours tonight, so I guess we're even. Didn't do it on purpose, but, you know, it was kind of cool, and... I don't know. There was probably about 30 or 40 people there for the most part at the beginning, and then a lot of them kind of trickled out. Boneworm was loud and good.
Yeah.
Slow. They played about 4 songs, and it was maybe 3. Their songs were 12, 15 minutes long. It was good. Wichosaurus Hex, Lance said, loudest band he's ever seen at the Dixie.
Really?
Louder than Norska.
Wow.
I don't know if he saw DS.
And they didn't blow the power?
No, but they cleared the bar out so everybody could listen peacefully outside. It sounded great outside in the smoking area. The dude had like an Emperor cabinet with 215s and another cabinet with 412s, and then like a Sun old school tube amp with another amp that I'd never heard of, and a Flying V. And dude, it was just so incredibly loud. Everybody had to go outside, but they were good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. But, they were so loud.
You couldn't hear the vocals and you couldn't really hear the drums. I mean, the guy was pounding on, like, just riding on this cymbal as a crash, and you just barely could hear, like, a. But you could hear
a lot of people are really into those tube amps. A lot of people, that's all they'll play, right?
Well, yeah. I know that, especially the Doom bands. They buy those orange and different ones, and, Jeff Simpson was out there, and he was like, I know that kid. I knew that kid when he was 15. The guy's name is, I'm going to forget now. I was going to say Trevor, but I don't think that's correct. Sorry, dude from Wichosaurus Hex, if I forgot your name. But he used to come to Jeff's store. Like, the dude used to live in Jefferson, and talked to him about gear, and he was into punk rock and different stuff like that. And
right on. Was that Phonomania or?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Was
right
the one? Well, he had. It was called something else before that, though, right?
Probably, but
is that the first name?
It's going to escape me now because I'm on the spot. But yeah, those tube amps, though, they're so expensive. And
they are.
Weren't you telling me you saw a band that was looking for members, but you had to have?
Yeah, you had to have a tube amp, and you know, those aren't always touring friendly. You know, you got to like. Have protection.
Yeah, like those touring flight cases.
Yeah, like the big old flight cases, and then you look professional just having those on stage anyway,
yeah,
right?
Got,
like, I just flew in.
You got your name spray painted on the side of it in stencils or whatever.
Yep.
But
it is realistic that you could fly into the Dixie.
Yeah.
Because there's so many fields around there.
Yeah, yeah, you could just land right there in the field and then hope you didn't land in the creek. But Boneworm was awesome, too. Not quite as loud. Did like 3-song set with about 12, 15-minute songs. And the guitar player had a weird-ass rig. And they did a cool thing. The bass player had like two big double 15 cabinets. And he put one of each of them on each side of the stage. And then the guitar player put one of each of his cabinets on top of it. So they had a bass cabinet and a guitar cabinet on each side of the stage. So it was super well mixed. Mm-hmm. But the guitarist cabinet and head was Rivera, like Geraldo.
He makes amps.
I didn't know that, dude. I'd never seen him, and it looked like a PA head, but apparently it's a guitar rig, and it was monstrous. He had a couple Gibsons, and the guy played a bass. And this was kind of cool. As we were passing... Or crossing
fancies.
Paths. Yeah, we were passing fancies. I was bringing my stuff off the stage, and they were bringing their stuffs on. The bass player said, "Dude, that was fucking ridiculous." And I've never had it about Griefhammer.
Wow, that's cool.
And that's like,
I think.
Yeah, that's. And then they were playing, and they were super loud too. And me and Lance were standing there, and I hadn't seen him yet. And he's like, "These." It was like reminded me of Ace Ventura and Cannibal Corpse. He's like, "These guys are awesome." And I'm like, "What?" He's like, "These guys are awesome." And I was like, "I know. The bass player said, you guys are ridiculous." And he's like, "What?" And I said, "He said that we're ridiculous." And he's like, "Is that good or bad?" And I was like, "I think it's good. Unless he meant that we were like stupid and funny."
Yeah.
No, I think it meant like ridiculously good.
Yeah.
And it blew his mind and stuff.
That's cool, though. Was there a point when you guys were yelling that back and forth that the music stopped?
No, but I'm glad it didn't.
Were you thinking of, like, in the back of your head, I hope the music doesn't stop?
Oh, we knew it wasn't. We were only eight minutes into the song. It's going to be at least 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But no, they were good, and I'd like to check out. They said they didn't have any CDs. I gave them a Griefhammer CD, but they didn't.
They said
that they got a Bandcamp where you can download at your price.
At your leisure price.
Yes.
Yeah.
But other than that, shit. Sunday, I came over and partied with Dustin.
Yeah, we did some extra casting on that day.
Yeah, we're not telling you when it's for, but boy, did we have fun.
Ooh, yeah. You know, I was checking out today, I saw things not to buy in December. And this always sparks my interest because a lot of people think, like, December is the time to buy TVs.
A barbecue?
Hey, that probably is a good time
to
buy a barbecue.
Deal
yeah.
on it.
But as far as like TVs, you know, it's perennially the best time is right before the Super Bowl, because that's when everybody's got all the TVs in and they're all displaying, and that's when the lowest price is. And here's some other things you shouldn't, according to this article, is cashmere. Apparently, cashmere is more expensive.
Hmm.
I don't know what that has to do. And then the TVs, laptops, and tablets. The best time to buy those back to school time.
Hmm. Like these kind of tablets or.
No, they're like,
like
Kindles
kind of
and, yeah, and probably electronics. Calendars. Don't buy them in December. That's probably pretty obvious, huh?
Yeah. Well, unless it's for the actually, it seems like that'd be about the best time to buy them because you'd have it right before
you'd
the
You'd get
next
all
year
the use, but then, I mean, you're paying an extra 50% for all that.
Because don't they have those 16-month calendars that, like, have
four
months before?
They do.
Or two before and two after?
And now calendars go on sale in, like, November. They're already like 50% off. But another thing you don't want to buy in December is crack cocaine.
Why?
Because it's cold outside, man. You don't want to be standing out
there.
Plus,
they might just be trying to sell you some snow. If it's cold enough out, it stays frozen. You're like, this is some food fucking shards right here.
I was watching CSI, and they had this. They were busting dealers. Dealing, what's that? Ritalin? Or Adderall.
Oh, Adderall. That's real popular.
Yeah, Adderall. And the way they busted them was they were sending their text lingo was formulas. So you'd send somebody a formula, and one answer would be like, how much you want, what do you want,
like,
and
chemistry
where they're
going to
meet. Yeah, it'd be like a mathematical formula.
That's fucking awesome.
And they're like, these equations, though, these are top-end students. These equations are too easy for them to be trying to need help with. What?
And speaking of shards and coke and crank and all that stuff, I just realized that I have AMC again. I know Breaking Bad's
on. Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
What? No, not AMC. IFC. IFC.
Oh, I thought you were saying like you got some disease. You got AMC again.
It's called Alzheimer's most clearly. I think
no,
it
you got AMC. AFC
no, okay,
or
AMC.
IFC.
I lost AMC and IFC because I have Dish, you know, so I missed out on some shit, and then I missed the last of the first half of the final season of Breaking Bad because we lost the channel.
Is it
now,
the final season? Or is it just the last season?
I think it's the final season.
So
I heard rumors.
So everything's already out?
No, no. There's another half of a lot.
Oh, okay.
They did it like they did with Walking Dead.
Yeah.
You know, they split up the final season. So, but I was just flipping through the channels, and I never really go that high and look to see what's on because I'm always too high, and I just go and find what I want to watch. I don't go browsing through 300 channels that I don't own. Oh,
are you able to browse or cut out the ones that you don't own?
Yeah, there's a list that's just my channels.
I can't do that on Comcast. I hate it.
Ah, bummer. So they're just, you have to make sure if they're red or purple or green.
They're not even like that. You just like, I don't get ESPN. It doesn't, you don't even know. You just go there and then you don't know until it's like,
you're not subscribed to this.
Yeah, and then you're just sitting there staring at nothing.
See, mine has like three different, or it has the original that says all sub, and that's every, that's, no wait, all channels is every channel available, and they'll have red on the ones that you're not subscribed to. And then it'll, in case you want to browse those channels and then buy that channel or a pay-per-view movie. And
I don't even think you can do that. You got to call on Comcast.
And then there's all sub, which is all that you're subscribed to. And it cuts everything else out, which is convenient. And then you can make your own list to say, my channels, you know, just the ones you watch, so you don't have to browse through 300 channels to go. But anyway, I was up there by 300 and something, and now IFC, which used to be like 131, is now like 300 and something.
Wow. So but, you got it going back on, huh?
Yeah, but I'm going to have to go back and try to find somewhere to watch the first half of the season before the second half starts, because I don't play that. Homie, don't play that.
Are you talking AMC now or IFC?
IFC. Well, yeah, IFC. I've already seen all Walking Dead, but I haven't seen the first half of season 5 of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, that's on AMC though, right? Not
that's
IFC.
IFC. Pretty sure.
Oh, I don't know. I watch them on the internet.
Oh, that's why you don't know. Yeah, it's an IFC.
Okay.
International or Independent Film.
Yeah, yeah. They also have that comedy Death Ray, right?
Yeah, and they're going to have
or
the
comedy Bang Bang.
They're going to have the Marc Maron show too.
So. You know what's so the show that Scott Aukerman hosts on there now is Comedy Bang Bang, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's not Comedy Death Ray. Yeah, it's Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah, because the whole
bang,
thing
bang,
with
Comedy Bang Bang,
the whole
comedy
thing with bang, bang. He had Comedy Death Ray, which was his radio show, and then he got that show on IFC, and then when they dropped that show, they. For some contractual reasons or whatever, they retain the name Comedy Death Ray, and so that's why he had to change it to Comedy Bang Bang. And then he gets back on IFC, and then he's got Comedy Bang Bang.
They're just trying to confuse everybody so they don't know what is going on. But so, yeah, I finally took the advice of many friends and our former first guest of the season, Jerry Murphy, and I checked out the American Horror Story.
I've tried. How is it?
I am on the penultimate episode. That's the second to the last for you people who don't know smart person talk. I'm on season 11. Episode 11 of season 1, and there's 12 episodes. It was weird at first, and I had to force myself to continue to watch it. And then, like, it just... It's weird, though. I don't know if any listeners haven't seen any of it, and
is
I don't want to
spoil
it. It's ghost story. It's a bunch of dead people, and you don't know who's dead until you find out later that, oh, they've been dead the whole time, and they're seeing them. And then he's got this, you know who...
Isn't that Sixth Sense?
Dylan McDermott. He's the main guy in it. And so they've got this maid that's like an probably 50 or 60-year-old redheaded lady that has a
crazy bad eye mm-hmm. that looks like a bad dog eye, you know.
Yeah.
And, but whenever he sees her, she's this hot young fire snapper.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always wearing these French maid outfits and always trying to seduce him. And everybody else sees her as this old lady, and he's the only one that sees her as the hot young thing. And then, like, he got caught, like, making out with her.
Yeah.
But it's this old 50, 60-year-old lady. It's just weird.
That just goes on these days, though.
But when you get farther down the line, though, and you start realizing who's dead and who's not and how it all works, it's pretty it's quite a ride. It's kind of a, I think I posted on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
American Horror Story Season 1 equals mindfuck. So I was like...
I wondered because I go and I bought... the Sons of Anarchy, because I realized I don't have that channel, FX or whatever, and uh-huh. so even when I caught up, I couldn't go and watch them anywhere.
Are you up on season 5?
Yeah, okay. I'm caught up. And so I went and bought them on Amazon for like $2 an episode, because I was just like, screw it.
Right on. Speaking of Amazon.
Another one that was on there was American Horror Story Season 2. Season 1 was free, and then Season 2 you could buy it by the episode or by the season.
Season 1's on Netflix right now.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's pretty, it's thrown out
But
there.
Yeah, Amazon, we'd like to thank our listeners for going there and buying stuff, going through our website, especially one of our number one fans, Hans Jochumsen. He just bought a bunch of stuff for Krapmas.
I don't want to scare anybody, but
I've never heard that.
I don't usually like to tell people that I can see what they buy, you know,
we're like Santa Claus in here.
There's no name association. I don't see who buys what, but I see what was bought under our account. And I noticed what was that album that he was talking about?
Towns Van Zandt.
That was on there. And, I saw that it was a double disc. Died young, and he, was, very, very influential in the country and
folk.
Yeah, folk arenas.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Go Hans.
Yeah. And so I appreciate anybody. Yeah, we've been getting, I think we've had 16 items ordered through there.
I think he.
Although one was me.
I think he bought the majority of his Christmas shopping through there. So if anyone else wants to do that, that helps out the podcast. That will alleviate us, you feeling guilty for not donating the podcast.
Well,
you're given to us without even giving to us.
You are. And it's Christmas shopping. And
it's Christmas, so don't you feel like giving us something?
Yeah.
Come on. We don't want a fag.
And pizza now, man.
Oh, man. I'm going to have... I should try some of the pepperoni, huh?
I haven't tried any of the meat lovers, so I was chowing down on that Hawaiian, and I got I got hooked on the Hawaiian pizza that they had. I mean, it was as good as another pizza place in town where I paid like $20 for a pie, and this was $8.
Wow!
And it was awesome. There's on top of it, and
totally
soft crust.
Big thanks out to Pizza Now, our latest sponsor. If you
and
would like to
stuff.
Be cool like them and have a shout out and just be cool to, I sponsor the TagCast podcast. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
We will let you. But they give us free pizza every week, and we just give them a shout out.
Our party.
Probably lost that paper, but
the
I don't
Queen
know.
And Hill.
Yeah,
is where they're at.
Oh, there it is, right there. Mm-hmm. Each episode, we like to highlight a certain pizza that is available for $11. Yeah. We're gonna go for all you vegetarians out there. If you're not vegan and you're just a veggie, you can go for the veggie. It's $11. It's got mushrooms, green peppers, red onions, black olives, and tomatoes.
That sounds good.
And I'm guessing that's just a regular pizza sauce base because it doesn't have...
Yeah.
Because they have all these different bases like
they
Alfredo.
They got the barbecue base.
Salsa.
And you can get them for like... there's two...
Buffalo ranch base.
For the regular extra toppings, it's like $1.50. But for like barbecue pork... You, for $3, you can get barbecue pork added to any pizza.
Yep, pulled
pork,
chicken.
So you could get $8, you can get pepperoni and pulled pork pizza.
For $1.50, you can get
banana peppers.
Just letting you know there that you've got a typo on your paper there, if you ever listen.
Yeah.
And a cool
thing,
those guys
are into metal, too.
I just found out today that the owner of that store is old friends with Bloodlust from Bend.
So go support some supporters of metal.
So now, after this episode drops, I'm going to go to Nick's page and say, hey, you should listen to this episode because we talk about Bloodlust and we talk about your old friend who opened a pizza spot. So I don't know if you guys know Bloodlust, who's listening out there, but not to be confused with the old school Bloodlust mm-hmm. and the current Bloodlust that's a Venom tribute band from Eugene. But there's a death metal-ish band from Ben that Domesticide used to play back in the mm-hmm. day with.
I've heard their name before.
They came over and played with Game Over most recently
mm-hmm.
In 2011. Or maybe it was 12.
Who did you say? They played with who?
Game Over.
Oh, okay.
At nice. Goodfellas. So that's nice. How recent they were. But we were talking before we went on the mm-hmm. air, and he was like, oh, those guys don't play anymore, do they? And I said, yeah, man. They just, they've been all having kids. Yeah. So congratulations.
Small world,
congratulations to Nick and Natalie on their second child. They just had that, and that's Lodestone's daughter and son-in-law.
Wow, nice.
So, yeah, and our fair family.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so Pizza Now is now connected mm-hmm. to TagCast podcast. And
super
like,
fan. Super fan Jared Nelson.
He was out there at the show.
Nice.
Just uploaded three new videos for you guys
that.
To go check
I
out.
I saw that.
One
go
of
to check that
Wichisaurus
out. X. You find that at sickdaddy.com/superfan.
There's a bone worm video that's like 17 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, he's always uploading. Every show he goes to, he takes at least 2, 3, 4 videos and he uploads them quick, like the next day.
And maybe for copyright purposes, but he only posted half of the brand new Griefhammer song that was unveiled that no one had heard. So I guess he didn't want to let the whole cat out of the bag.
Oh, that's cool.
Or maybe he just realized halfway through, fuck, this is a new song. I should be filming this.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
So, yeah, we had a good time out there. I forgot about Jared being there.
Yeah, I saw a Funny or Die video that I did not watch.
So you didn't see it?
I did not see it. But it looked funny, and you mentioned Dylan McDermott earlier.
Yep.
And this was like a, I don't know if it was a campaign thing or what, but I just thought it was funny because it was, it was Dermot Mulroney.
Mm-hmm.
For Dylan McDermott.
Now,
or maybe the other way around. It might have been Dylan McDermott for Dermot Mulroney.
I hope I don't have him confused. It is Dylan McDermott that's on American Horror Story, not Der Mulroney. Like,
Dermot Mulroney. It's the same as the Mick.
Dermot.
Dylan McDermott Mulroney.
Okay, that's a band now.
Yep.
It's like Vince Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
I heard a weird thing on that show, and I'm going to try to check it out right now.
All right.
So I know one of your favorite albums of all times is Hysteria.
Hysteria!
By Def Leppard. Okay, yeah. Well, that lady who's the housekeeper on
yeah.
Did you see that part?
On the video?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
On the show.
On
American
show?
Horror Story.
Oh, no, I did not see that.
They were talking about Hysteria. And the lady said that word came from, and she went into this big thing about the word hysteria came from when people used to force girls to have sex with them, and hysteria meant...
hysteria is too loud, you can't hear her screaming.
No, it had to do with an orgasm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's hysterical.
Main article, female hysteria. Let's see. I should have looked. Yeah, hysteria means uterus.
Wow.
So just think if in Europe, I wonder if Def Leppard has to go uterus. It's uterus. Oh,
I think
yeah.
I think it was because the chicks in the South they would you know get all worked up and then they'd go hysteria so loud they couldn't hear me. Screaming from the car.
So for at least 2,000 years of European history until the late 19th century, hysteria referred to a medical condition thought to be particular to women and caused by disturbances of the uterus.
I think, and then I think I've heard that before, and the cure was to rub them off, right?
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. And make them have a female ejaculate.
They'd have to go to the doctor, and the doctor would either use like a little vibrator or he'd just do it manually.
And so it was like these doctors were getting paid to give hand jobs to women.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard that story, and the lady that looks hot to Dylan McDermott but is actually an old, crazy, dog-eyed lady,
mm-hmm.
She was like, and it's disgusting because these doctors for years would just mm-hmm. have their way and... The wandering womb theory persisted in European medicine for centuries. It was a lack of bodily fluids, which we call dry box. today.
Yeah.
And
the dry flaps.
So he'd get them going real good. Like, hey, you're all wetted. Why can't they just spray some water on there?
I don't know. Yeah, well, no one would come in to be fingered.
By the late 19th century, hysteria came to refer to as what is today generally considered as sexual dysfunction, because the typical treatment was massage of the patient's genitalia by the physicians, and later by vibrators or water sprays to cause orgasm. You could just spray water on it.
Mm-hmm.
Just spray some water on it.
Kinky, and the girls didn't even know.
So what is that when it's mass hysteria?
Armageddon it.
This term is the phrase mass public near panic reactions. we should get to that. That's a great segue. Yesterday, if you're hearing this on Wednesday, we recorded yesterday, and there was a shooting, and it's a subject that's pretty serious. We might crack a joke about it, but no disrespect to anybody who was harmed or injured. At the point when I heard it, two people were confirmed dead.
Wow.
Clackamas Town Center. I went there with my high school singing choir and sang around this time, about 25 years ago. Tanya Harding used to skate there before she started.
What were you singing?
Dung, 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 ding, dung, 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 suck my ding, dong, whatever, the Christmas carols with the blue notes, and just made me realize, there's probably could have been other school choral people singing there. So, like, they locked
in. Oh, it's got to be huge and busy.
It's a
huge mall,
and it's Christmas time right now. So a dude walked into the food court mid-afternoon. It's on an upper level at the top of a escalator.
And they had no pizza now.
No pizza now.
Flipped out.
And he just took an AR-15 in there and he shot twice and then threw his gun. They said his gun jammed. And then he threw his gun and then he jammed and just ran in. He had a hockey mask on. And then he took off his mask and ran into the crowd and then they couldn't find him.
Was his real first name Jason, though? Because that'd be kind of weird.
They haven't found him yet.
Oh, really?
They have probably today, if the listeners are listening.
So, yeah, but you're saying
so they locked down
the time.
At the time at 4:30 yesterday when I heard it. Locked down the mall, which means you know how all those separate mall stores have those gates?
He's hidden within the mall now.
So they're going to have to either, I think what they would have done, this is speculation, we're good at that. That they would check people that fit the description for powder burns from shooting a weapon, because no one else in that mall should have powder burns from shooting weapons. They might have snow burns,
or you could print people, and then if you got the mask or whatever,
So there's thousands upon thousands of people that are locked down in this mall, and then there's a restaurant right across the parking lot, and there's a bunch of people in there.
What do you have to do is that like a blue light or a black light?
I think that's a red light special.
No, black light that you check for the powder burns?
I think there is, or something that you can spray on it. Okay. I'm not too sure, but...
I don't even know if they'd still let you go, though, would they? I mean, if they saw that you didn't, until they found the guy?
You wouldn't think that they would be able to keep that many thousands of people in the mall. They would have to have a screening process to let them, to say, are you the, there has to...
Yeah, but what's that going to do? Because you've seen those doors. They don't hold on Black Friday, so why would they hold when people want to get out of the mall?
Well, there was people tweeting about it at the time when it was going down, saying, I'm in this shop right now on the second level. I'm safe.
It's fucking nuts,
but I'm locked in here right now, and then they don't know where the shooter is, so they just send positive thoughts our way.
Yeah.
And, Portland's a big town, but it's kind of like, I don't know, it kind of has a small town feel.
You think the shooter probably has, a hashtag, too, right? So he's getting... His phone's probably blowing up from alerts.
He might have tweeted it right before he went out.
Yeah, he's got some new Google alerts going on. His phone's just buzzing off the hook.
Wow. I don't know, but so I'm sure that that's all resolved by right now. Yeah. That's why sometimes I wish we were broadcasting live so we could let you guys know. Mm-hmm. Don't go.
We need to get a van.
And a guy called in to K-Fly, and he had just left Portland, and he said that all the exits were blocked off on 205, and the traffic was all backed up everywhere. And so I don't know if they thought that he got out of the mall.
Maybe.
But
it's always a possibility.
And I don't know if they like to start low with estimates about how many people were shot and killed, but they said the only There might, the news is probably all out right now, so you guys listening probably go, this is old news, but it's new to us. It just happened. So, and it kind of can hit home with the whole Kip Kinkle and all the stuff that's went down in the past and the Colorado shooting.
Speaking of segues, this would have been a great segue about 6 minutes ago when you were talking about Vince Neil, but he's coming to a reality show coming up.
I wrote that down to talk about.
I know. How's that?
He's
how's
right
that spin
on
your
the,
wheels.
He's right on the tails of Bruce Dickinson.
I know.
He's going to be a pilot.
Yep.
Did you see that though? I posted it on my Facebook.
Maybe
accidentally.
That's where I saw it.
You're stealing my ideas, man. This pizza now is good.
Pizza now.
Sorry to be such a.
Yeah, but I also want to. This is a new segment I'm going to throw in here. It's called. You got any theme music?
Any what?
Theme music.
No.
All right.
I got to know what your segment is.
Oh, this is a Survivor update.
Oh, I'll get some Survivor for next
all right.
week.
All right. You know, this year, Jeff Kent, baseball superstar, was on there, right? He's already been voted off. You don't really know him.
I know the girl from Facts of Life.
Exactly. Blair. She's still on there. There's only like five people left.
Huh.
Five or six people. She is still on there.
Good job, Blair.
Girl Blair.
But I don't see how famous people. Well, she's not famous anymore.
No, a couple people knew who she was, and I don't know if I think one of them might be gone now.
So Vince Neil Escapes is the name of this movie or this reality show.
I thought he was going to do some like Houdini shit.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Or maybe he was going to quit the band Motley Crue and finally got away from Nikki and Tommy.
Or maybe maybe him and Axel can finally have that fight.
Do you know what it's all about, though? This is going to follow Vince as he works towards finalizing his pilot's license, as well as accompanying him through the friendly skies as he heads to destinations across North America and the Caribbean in true rock star fashion. Really?
So, no, he doesn't even drink anymore, does he? Well, if he's not doing coke, it's not rock star fashion, right?
You can't drink and fly planes, bro.
Exactly.
Now, do you pronounce it Caribbean or Caribbean?
Depends if I got my Billy Ocean going on.
Oh, now that's what I think he says it wrong, doesn't he?
Oh, Caribbean Queen!
Yeah, isn't it Caribbean?
It could be both ways. I don't know how they
Caribbean
would say
Caribbean Queen!
Yeah.
I thought Caribbean Queen was, or is it, that's how he says it?
It's Caribou Queen.
Caribbean Queen!
Yep, that's it.
Take care of bean. Take care of your bean. Take care of your bean, queen.
Dude, that'd be some great karaoke action there. Has anybody ever busted that out?
Caribbean? I don't know how to read. What does that say?
Yeah.
Okay, we're doing a karaoke suicide. Well, you just give me a number, and whatever song comes up, you got to sing. It's like, okay, it's Billy Ocean. We're not going to tell you the name of the song, but it's some kind of... And he's like, I'm singing the song, and then he gets to the chorus, and he's like, Caribbean Queen. They're like, you idiot. You don't even know how to pronounce that. Caribbean. My wife said that it's not pronounced. Well, I've heard so many people pronounce it. I think I've heard a person pronounce it differently twice in the same sentence.
Yeah.
I don't think people really know.
I don't know. I've never been to Caribbean. Or is it Caribbean? How do you say it?
It's the Caribbean Islands. Oh, wait, I just said it like Billy. Caribbean Islands!
So that's how you say it.
The
then,
Caribbean
right?
Islands. Well, the Caribbean Cruise.
You just said it differently.
I would go on
Caribbean Islands, and then you said Caribbean Islands.
See, I went on a Caribbean cruise to the Caribbean Islands. It was awesome.
That is right.
I know.
Said it right both ways, and that is correct.
It depends on what it is referring to, if you're referring to an island or a cruise.
Yeah. Well, the islands are Caribbean.
Yeah.
And anything else is Caribbean.
Caribbean Queen.
You ever play Caribbean? Caribbean?
I played Carabinage.
Yeah, Carabinage.
I got a carabiner for when I'm climbing rocks. No, this does say that Vince Neil still has a partying lifestyle.
Oh, really?
Because it's going to be focusing on his partying lifestyle, and it also takes viewers through his struggles with the FAA regulations due to his past history with DUIs, plural, and car crashes, plural. It also aims to show
Neil. Exactly,
so
he's flying around to go drink places.
He's trying to find a balance between hard partying and the strict sobriety necessary to become a pilot. That's a hard thing to balance. That's kind of like trying to balance being a mother of 14 and being a porn star.
Yeah.
Vince, no wonder you got your own TV show.
No shit.
I wonder what channel it's going to be on.
I doubt they're probably like playing up the party thing, though, right?
See, and there's a show on PBS called The Aviators, which it's one of PBS's most popular shows. And so they're thinking.
So this is the new realities.
Yeah. Probably gold. Bruce Dickinson will have his own show, yeah. And then everybody's... in America! It's going to be Denzel Washington flying upside down with a Budweiser, and it's not even spilling.
Mm-hmm. I heard a couple different stories about... Here's one about Pawn Stars. Pawn Stars, the father and son, but not the grandfather, were off partying down in California with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I'll point out what I read rather than the headline. But they took off early, and they left the friends behind who were supposed to clean up. They were not cited in it. They were not cited a ticket, but their friends were cited a ticket for leaving like 10 bags of trash behind on the campground. Yeah.
Well,
but they weren't cited. But, you know, the headline on what I was seeing was, Pawn Stars, you know, ticket for littering.
Right.
And then there was...
That's just people being an asshole is all that is.
Yeah, and that Storage Wars guy, yep. You know he was fired?
Dave?
Yeah.
From the show?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, no, I didn't know that. Why?
And then he sued him.
Did he win?
Well,
yep.
He was fired because he was pointing out that it may be illegal that the producers keep stuffing extra shit in the locker and buying units themselves. And
is that what they're doing?
And giving people money that don't quite have the backing or that are new to the game so that they can buy lockers. Which I would think like an appearance fee, you know, you get $5,000 to spend because you're on the fucking show. So, I mean, you know, I mean, I could see that's not an actual number or anything, but I could imagine that's a realistic thing, right?
$5,000 not a number.
Well, it is a real number, but it's not a real number compared to that. But yeah, and so he said that they were stacking lockers, like they were adding items, and that, yeah, they were... giving people money and pre-buying storage units to auction them off for, dramatic purposes.
Just goes to prove our point, kids. Reality TV ain't reality TV.
Yeah, and as soon as he mentioned something like that, it might be illegal, then he was fired, and so now he's suing the producers.
Hmm. Well, go, Dave.
Yeah, that's crazy, though, man. Like, we didn't know that was going on anyway, though, because I could go down there. I'm not going to find, like, 30 fucking motorbikes in my local storage unit.
And they're putting on a show, a TV show, so they can afford to cut a lock, go through it, put some stuff in there, put on a new lock, pretend like, you know, stage it all up, and it looks pretty real. They got
cheaper than hiring riders and all the people that go along with that, lighting, camera, all that kind of stuff.
You just let them say what they want, but you just set it up for them and say, look, this is what you have to talk about, and we're going to pretend like this stuff was already in here.
They're just playing characters, you know, whether the characters themselves or not. I mean,
Daryl, and I'm here to shut Dave down because he's an asshole. He comes in here... He's like, Jared's all pissed because his wife's running the show, and they call him pussy whipped. And, you know, it's just like, oh, how many people can we get against each other to finally just get a bunch? And they did. They get a lot of viewers, and they get spinoffs now. They got Texas Storage Wars.
And New York Storage Wars.
Man, I can't even keep up.
I know. They got the Walking Dead Storage Wars.
Phoenix Dead.
Yeah.
Walking Dead Storage Wars?
I don't know where I was going with that. I was trying to blend two most popular things.
Walking Storage. Yeah.
But it used to be judge shows. I remember when it was... Milk Lane came out with the judge show, right? After he was on People's Court, right? And he came out with... and they exploded everywhere. And then Judge Judy and another explosion.
The very first was People's Court with Judge Wapner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then
that was cool when it first started.
It was
started.
Just that for the longest time, and then when they tried to, when they brought it back with Mills Lane, and it sparked up.
Every time I tune into any kind of daytime TV show and actually flip through all the channels, I see new judges that I've never seen every time.
Yeah,
Judge Alex.
Yeah, Judge Alex. That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, he's like a regular looking dude, and he looks like he should be a soap opera star.
Mm-hmm, he does.
And he's kind of funny and quirky.
Yeah, and then there's that chick that looks like it could be his sister or wife or whatever.
And then there's Judge Mathis.
Yeah.
And then there's Judge Christina. And then there's like
Joe Brown.
Judge Judy's one of the highest paid TV personalities.
Oh, yeah.
Next to Oprah.
Yeah, and don't forget she sells DVDs of 2 episodes each.
And did you know that her husband used to
probably
be...
Probably just to the people that were on it.
Her husband used to be a judge on the People's Court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he was that gray-haired guy,
Jerry
right?
Jerry Shinlin.
Yeah.
Gary Shandling.
He was a character, too.
Yeah.
But Mills Lane, though, man, he was the character of characters.
I didn't even know that he was on People's Court.
Yeah.
Was that when it was still Doug Llewellyn, or was it Harvey Levine?
No, it was Harvey Levine. This was like late 90s, I think, when it was really...
I didn't start watching it again until it was that chick that's down there, Judge Milan, whatever. Hey, did you hear who they inducted into the Hall of Fame this year, finally? For next year, I mean, 2013?
Don't rush me. I don't know. Who? Who?
Just...
Guess who?
No, don't rush. Don't rush yourself.
Rush.
Just think of what's truly in your heart. I mean, don't make everybody hate you. You don't want to be the public enemy of everybody.
Oh, really? Public enemy, huh?
Yeah. Public enemy, rush, heart.
You know, it took a nation of millions to hold those guys back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fight the power!
Yep.
Donna Summer.
Mm-hmm.
She's dead, but she's getting inducted.
Oh, really?
How do you induct a dead person?
I don't know.
Meanwhile, finalists like Deep Purple, NWA, and Joan Jett didn't make the cut once again for 2013. So, Deep Purple, no. Public Enemy, yes. It's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, not the Fight the Power hip-hop 90s fucking...
Is Anthrax in there?
No, but it does mention Anthrax.
What?
It says... On the rap side, Public Enemy became the fourth hip-hop act to be inducted following Grandmaster Flash, The Furious Five, Run DMC, and the Beastie Boys. The group crossed boundaries with their collaboration with Anthrax on the rap meets metal single
Bring So you're telling me Public Enemy gets into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before Anthrax?
I have not heard that Anthrax has ever been inducted, no. Yeah. Yes, no, maybe. I don't think they have.
Wow. Because I was going to say, the only argument you could have for Public Enemy being into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame would be that they did cross the boundaries with Anthrax. So it makes no sense to have Public Enemy in there unless you got Anthrax in there.
They received a nomination this year. How's that for you?
No.
No?
No.
Well, what about Donna Summer getting in before Deep Purple?
That's true, too, but they didn't...
Grandmaster Flash?
Yeah.
Got in before...
I understand is a pioneer of a whole genre of music, basically, but Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wait a second. What?
How many bands use Wickety Wicks in rock bands?
Oh, huh?
How many bands use Wickety Wicks?
You talking DJ shit?
Yeah, in a rock band.
Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit, and 5 million others.
I don't want to see either of those bands ever in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Primer 55, Head PE. There's a ton that people don't even know about that suck. Anthrax was also nominated for a Grammy.
Well, that's cool.
Didn't win.
Scott Ian was nominated for a Whiner of the Year award by Mine Truly.
Whiner?
Yeah.
Did you know that he's married to Meatloaf's daughter?
Weird. Mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
You know what I told Dave today?
Mini Meatloaf.
And a couple people declared they are never coming over to my house for dinner. I said, it ain't mashed potatoes till somebody puts their dick in there.
Well, if I knew it was going to be that kind of party, I'd be sticking my dick into mashed potatoes.
I love that line.
That is Beastie Boys, isn't it? See, yeah. And I thought that it was Eazy-E or
an homage.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to stick my dick into mashed potatoes.
That Ill Communication of Paul's Boutique?
Yeah, I think it's ill. It's too ill.
Finger-licking.
The old Beastie Boys, they're Grammy nominated.
And Dermot Mulroney.
Hey, while I'm thinking about it, we got only one friend who's got
those
a birthday today.
Those guys are like those Adam Sandler and Andy Samberg. You could do a Dylan
It's Saturday Night Live with your hosts, Dylan McDermott and Dermot Mulroney. That's hard to say back to back.
It is.
With Adam Sandler.
And
Adam
Dermot McBallerbeer.
Samberg. David Spade. Anyway, happy birthday to you, Paul Huppert, from the Kalapuya Brewery.
Nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Paul, on having a birthday.
That way I can drop our podcast on your page, and you can pretend that you listen to the birthday shout-out, because we always wait about at least 30 or 40
minutes. I love
minutes
when people are honest that they don't listen to our show.
I've never listened to it. No, they say that. Yeah, I don't listen.
Yeah.
Hans
is fine.
Hans listens.
They're not going to hear this, though.
So fuck those people. I hate people who never listen. You know, if there's one thing I hate, it's some motherfucker who's never heard any episodes. If you've never ever heard an episode of the Tag
Cast, this one,
and if you're not listening right now, you can go fuck yourself. But if you've heard at least one episode or a part of one, I know a few people listen to part of one and then they get disgusted.
That's fine.
And they
Well, that's not fine.
They don't.
Well, I it's fine if they get disgusted.
Why?
Because that's fine.
That's fine.
I don't mind them getting disgusted, losing a lunch.
Just think, how could you guys even speak like that?
Did you hear about the new kids' snackable item? The kids' edible underoos, so you don't have to pack a lunch for them anymore. They just have their lunch with them.
No, I thought you were going to say the easy bake dog poo oven. No, is this a real thing? Edible underoos?
No,
or is it just for kinky
I'm just
kids?
Making it up. Yeah, it's for kids, so you don't have to pack their lunch. They just wear them.
It's for kinky kids.
Yeah, it's made out of fruit roll ups. Now imagine that as underwear.
Yeah, that'd be sticky.
So does with edible underwear.
They kind of are
fruit chocolate.
Roll. I think so, but
that's wrong. Chunky chocolate.
How would you ever know
underwear.
If she'd had an accident?
I know. Yeah, I guess it depends on how long they wore them, right?
How long they were wearing them?
Yeah. How many times you wore them? Do you wear them more than once?
Oh, I think they're one.
Just a one-shot thing.
One size fits all, and one wear.
Do you think do people eat the backside of them?
They eat the whole. They eat the whole.
Do they wear the pants thing. over them?
I think they mostly will probably get naked and then take out the edible underwear and then put them on and then the partner will eat them off.
Mm-hmm. They don't want to do
it's a play on words, kind of will you eat me out? No, but I'm going to eat off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to eat off your underwear.
Because somebody was stoned one time and put them on when they were wearing a skirt or something, then it just ran down their leg.
Ew. Or else it was really hot and so the stuff started melting.
Yeah, they were on the dance
chocolate.
Floor and next thing you know, it looks like
it's like, I know I just took three tabs of ecstasy, but it seems to me there's brown liquid running out of your crotch.
Or it would be a strawberry kind, so they'd have red stuff running down their legs.
Hey, I really like that stuff. I'm looking to get my red wings. Reinstated, if you know what I mean, honey. I can't hear what you're saying. He said we were ridiculous. I'm like, I know. I can't believe you have blood running down your leg right now. Would you like to come back? I buy you a drink.
May I buy you a drink?
I will buy you a drink. I want to suck your blood.
Vampires always get their red rings, right?
I think they're born with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they fly around. Vampire bats.
Have you ever had any nasty encounters with a bat?
I've had some fun, not nasty. We just did it missionary style. No, actually, we had back in the day, back in the 70s, we used to, you still do it today. Sometimes you leave your front door open. We didn't have a screen because it was summer and it was hot. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get a breeze through. Bat flew right in the front door.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, ah, there's a bat. I was like seven or something like
that. Did you eat your
broom? We did, and we were like, and it kept getting away, and then it like disappeared. Because when they land, they just turn into like a little spot on the wall, kind of. And then we finally
found
it.
Why are the brooms always the closest thing around, though?
This dude used a shovel inside of our house because it ended up flying upstairs because we're swatting around at it with a broom, and it's just like
a shovel would be a good one, though, too.
Yeah. But unless you miss and take out a lamp or something
like
that.
Yeah. You know, you got to be careful.
Yep. So I finally took it upstairs, and I've had bats swoop down at me and stuff, but when I was a kid, you always freak out. But everybody says if you just stand still, their radar, they won't hit you. But
yeah,
have you had any bad bat stories?
No, I haven't.
No.
You know what would have been funny, though, is if you would have pulled out a gun and you would have shot holes in your roof and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been expensive, but it still would have been funny.
Yeah. Bats are really...
Totally like, not practical.
They're really flittery. You know, they're just like... They're kind of like a moth or a butterfly. You can't really... It'd be hard to shoot a bat in action. But,
or what about one of those underwater spears that are on the like the rubber band and you hold it and you shoot it really quick?
Oh, yeah.
You like release it.
Like they shoot on...
Survivor.
Yeah, and Walking Phoenix, Walking Dead. Yeah. We got to get Al to go on Survivor. I don't care what
He's up for it. I told him he wanted me to help him put the 3-minute video together, and... I told him I want to see 4 parts. I want to see the personal part, you know, to tell him where he is now, and then like the background of his military and surfing and construction and coaching, and you know, and then what he would bring to Survivor, and also, you know, his philosophy on life. I think is really unique too, and I think he would be a fantastic. I'd watch it.
Dude, he's such a character that I think he would be a favorite among the viewers.
I think so.
My parents would love him. Yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, man. I would be excited to... and there's other like shows. Once he shot something like that, you think you could send it over to like some of those outdoorsy shows that...
Well, once you're on Survivor, the ball's pretty much rolling.
Oh, yeah.
If that's what you're into and that's what you want to do, it pretty much gives you a gateway.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gateway show.
Now, one guy is like the annoying host of Top Shot. Have you ever watched that?
Who? Which dude? I haven't watched it.
Oh, I don't know.
Jeff Probst?
No.
No. One of the contestants?
One of the former contestants early on.
That old hippie dude?
No, it's Cole... Kobe.
What was that old hippie dude that had the big beard and he came back on another season?
Oh, Rupert?
Yeah, he was real popular, and I think he had some kind of a TV deal after the fact or got on some other TV show. Excuse me.
I didn't see the first season he was on, but I saw the second season he was on.
Yeah, he came back for something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. He did. It was All-Star... A Survivor.
All-Star Survivor. So he didn't win the first one then, huh?
No.
Or was...
He was on... There's 26 of them, you know. This is like season 26.
So they must do 2 a year?
2 a year.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Well, we do like...
They alternate between that and Big Brother.
We do like 6 seasons a year.
I do not watch Big Brother.
Why not?
No.
My parents get so hooked on that. Oh, they're like watching the
feed. The live feed on Showtime?
On the computer.
Oh, really? On Showtime, they have the after hours.
On the computer, they have 24/7 cameras live feed.
And
they'll just set it watching there when nothing's going on.
Yeah.
Like, what are you guys doing? We're just watching Survivor. Watching Big Brother.
For somebody to come in and make a Sammy in the kitchen?
What are you guys doing? We're just waiting for them to do something. They're going to do something. Oh, listen, what are they saying? I can barely hear them. Stupid.
Big go, Big Brother.
Okay. I'm going to type this in here because I got to do some research and see.
All
right. If I typed in the word backyard, what do you think it would come up on
Wrestling.
Google? Nope.
Hoopla.
Nope. Backyard chickens.
Barbecue.
Backyard chickens.
Ooh, yeah.
Shout out to Dan Kroll.
Nice.
He's
got garage chickens, too.
Whoa. Okay.
Let's get him on Survivor.
Dan Kroll?
Yeah!
Well, He might do it. I don't know. I guess he was a survivor of a near car crash the other day. I saw a Facebook post. He said that he was driving. Drowsy, and
he's going to stick to pedicabbing.
Exactly. Don't pedicab sleepy either, Dan, because you might crash and then you'd have to crawl home. Get it?
I would listen to you. He would dig being on Survivor 2, just, I think, from the platform, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a lot to say, and he's a character.
And they got chickens on there, you know? I mean, he knows how to take care of himself out and that kind of a thing, and, you know, he seems like he's a nature kind of person.
Yep.
And he would be able to do some jokes out there.
Yeah, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, before I forget, where to go? Oh, shit, I can't do it yet because I'm fucking retarded. We hope you guys are having a good hump day. If you have done no humping yet, you should please get out there.
Dude, pizza now, 3-meat pizza.
Dude, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sitting on my tractor that I bought at Complete Ag Resolutions.
Eating my pizza, making plans to go out to the Dixie and watch Superfan Jared take some videos.
Have me on my tractor eating some pizza.
What's in Hans' CD player? And Hans. He's What's a good sponsor, Hans too. What's in Hans' CD player?
Thank you, Hans.
You're never going to guess.
What's in Hans' CD player?
You can try.
What's in Hans' CD player?
But you won't be right.
What's in Hans' CD player?
We're going to try. Never going to guess it.
All right.
Okay. I just had to Google them because I'd never heard of them before. So.
Oh, really? So. All right, now let me go outside the box then.
It's a self-titled album. It's a rock band from Nasjau, Sweden. They were formed in 1987, and over the
Duran
years,
Duran.
They have released 5 studio albums and won a Swedish Grammy.
Wow.
The band is now located in Stockholm. These hints aren't helping you?
No.
Let me continue on.
It's not Duran Duran.
They are largely attributed with popularizing sleaze rock in Scandinavia and Sweden, inspiring a scene that continues to grow today. They had a big influence on the current upsurge in sleaze rock in the UK unsigned scene. Their single, Minus Celsius, appears as a playable bonus track in Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock, and Degenerated is available as a downloadable song for Guitar Hero World Tour.
Subhumans?
Nope.
That's not even close.
Here are 3 associated acts according to Wikipedia. The Helicopters, Super Shit 666, which is probably the best band name I've heard all day, and the Wild Hearts. We're talking about Backyard Babies, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I've never heard of those.
I had not either. So thank you, Hans, for introducing us to different bands that we've never heard of before. They reunited in 1997 with a new record contract with MVG Records.
Did it feel so good?
I guess.
It was reunited.
Yeah, yeah. And then, let's see. They formed a side project called Super Shit 666. That's such a good name. Hans, if you've never heard of Super Shit 666, check them out. They released, oddly enough, a shitty 6-track EP. No, it doesn't. It was a 6-track EP in 1999, which if you flip that over, it's actually 6661.
It is.
Whoa, it doesn't say that, but I'm just pointing it out. The dude who started that band returned to the Backyard Babies soon after the band took off for another tour of the UK in support of AC/DC.
Wow.
So they're bigger than you'd think and bigger than I'd think just because I've never heard of them before. But
I want to know what big historical events went down in the year 666.
Hmm.
And were people freaked out for the whole year? Were people like, dude, what's going to go on?
Were they aware? Well, that was eight. Yeah, I guess that was. That was after.
Years ago,
that
right?
was after the Bible, I guess.
Yeah. Well, in 666 BC, they didn't really have calendars, right? It wasn't like 66 years till Christ is born.
Exactly. You know what? The year 666 started on a Thursday.
That is evil.
Yeah.
Because it's not quite Friday, and it's not hump day.
It's not?
No, not on a Thursday.
You want to know some cool stuff that happened in the year 666?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
In Europe, Chertsey Abbey is founded. Barking right. Abbey is founded. Wilfred returns from France, newly consecrated as a bishop of York.
Congratulations.
And in China, Chinese Buddhist monks Zi Yu and Zi Yu, spelled differently, but look.
Zi Yu and Ziyao.
It's Z-H-I-Y-U and Z-H-I-Y-O-U. So maybe Y-O-U is Yao. Mm-hmm. Craft more south-pointing chariot vehicles for Emperor Tenji of Japan, as recorded in the Nikon Sokai. The south-pointing chariot is a non-magnetic, mechanical-driven directional compass vehicle that incorporates the use of different gears.
Wow.
And this is in 666.
Mm-hmm, so it probably worked a lot like that vehicle on South Park.
Yeah.
Or am I thinking of the... Yeah.
And this is the 7th century that you're talking about.
Yeah. You remember the one that Mr. Garrison designed or whoever?
Yeah. Yeah. The gyro.
Yeah.
He's like, and then at the end they found out they didn't really have to take it up the avenue. Well, then why wouldn't you? Yep, that's pretty good. How did we get talking about 666?
Because that was a side project.
That's weird how it ties in with the seven churches and the 666 and the 7th episode and the. Hey, you know, this is weird. You guys will hear this on the plugs, but I just want to bring it up to Dustin to see if he's heard this. A Lamb of God playing in Medford.
What?
Yeah, at the Medford Armory, just like in a week or two.
Oh, wow.
Randy is getting indicted back to Czech Republic, and looks like he might be facing 10 years in prison.
What?
Yeah, they're calling him back. He probably has good enough lawyers to where they'll pass it or whatever they have to do or get.
That's why you don't travel out of the country.
Yeah, my wife's afraid to.
And that's why you don't teach people lessons.
That's why you don't have a one-armed man leave a note. I can't wait for that to come out. When's it going to come out, dude? It's coming straight to Netflix. All episodes, boom.
I check it
like at least once a week, and I go to Arrested Development. It says 53 episodes. I'm like, damn.
Did you ever think about doing that for extra money?
What? Going to Netflix?
No.
Oh, like teaching lessons?
Yeah. Like
people used to ask for guitar lessons.
No, like, you know, you got the kid with the ice cream on the back, and then all of a sudden you're out there, and your prosthetic leg flies up on their car and freaks the kids out.
You're like, see, if you wouldn't have made me stop for ice cream, we wouldn't have fucking killed that guy and broke his leg off.
Yeah, you'd be all.
And then you come up with a leg. That's why you don't ask for ice cream when your dad's in a hurry.
Yep.
It's like, is that crazy one-legged guy that always used to teach us lessons? Always leave a note. I got home, there was no milk. It's a great show.
I love it.
What's his name? Michael Hurwitz, I think, is the mastermind behind that whole thing.
The whole cast, even down to like old Ronnie Howard on the...
Oh, he's the narrator.
The narrator.
Yeah, and I didn't know that until once somebody told me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it was totally obvious, and I was like...
But he does so well in just blending in and not making that, the focus of it.
And have you ever seen some of the episodes when it's Henry Winkler and then he'll say something about what he's doing? And he said, not that we would ever say anything about. Like, he does references to, Happy Days and stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
So
I like, too, at the end they always go, next time on, and then they throw a show, three little clips that aren't on.
Exactly.
But they are hilarious.
That's what somebody told me before I ever watched it. My friend Derek Carroll, not to be confused with Derek Terrell, he told me that he was telling me about the show. Oh, you got to watch it. He goes, it was on for 3 years on Fox, and then it got canceled. Mm-hmm. And he goes, the coolest thing about it is at the end of the episode, they always say next week on Arrested Development, and they show three clips, and then it's never. But it is pertinent to the show.
It is.
So if you miss it.
Yeah, it's like there's not enough there for a full storyline for the next episode, but here's something to keep you going.
Yeah, a little tidbit.
Yeah. There was a... You ever watch Weeds?
I did for the first six seasons.
But you know the beginning when it goes, last time on Weeds. And a lot of shows do that, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's
usually previously.
Yeah, that's previously on Weeds. I always wanted to record just those. And watch them from beginning to end till the end of the series see if I could understand the story, because I think you probably could. Yeah. By the end of the series, it was half the show.
And sometimes you'll be 10 episodes into a season they'll say previously on Weeds, and it'll show something from like the second episode to remind you of someone that they're going to reintroduce into the plot line.
Or like 3 years ago.
We should do that on our show. Say, the TagCast podcast starts right now.
Previously on
the TagCast podcast. It's like,
we'd never remember, though.
I'd seen your penis six times today. And they have, just from the last episode, just have two little clips that are clipped together that don't have anything to do with each other.
Yeah.
14-7. All right, well, I think we're close enough here, and we're going to wrap this up for a Wednesday. You guys, if you're listening in the Albany area, or you happen to be coming through the Albany area, swing down there to, let me get the exact
pizza now, man. They got those. You like them on Facebook, too, because today when I saw on Facebook I got home, I didn't take advantage of it. But it said, buy any pizza, mention their Facebook post. And they would give you a free order of pizza bites, which are like $3.50.
Oh, I saw that.
They're big dough balls with like pizza sauce and pepperoni, I think, and stuff inside them, and with a dipping sauce. They're good stuff, man.
Check them out at facebook.com/pizzanowalbany. Follow them on Twitter @pizzanow1. Their address is on this page somewhere. Oh, it's 1705 Southeast Hill Street.
Yeah.
Go check them out. And if you're hungry for some pizza and you just got $5, or if you want to splurge for the $11 specials, they're good. They're good pizzas. And we got a couple great ones today. So thanks, you guys.
They deliver.
Yeah.
But I don't think they'll get it to you in time, Adrian.
Yeah. And they don't even have bacon pizzas. Just Canadian bacon, which.
Yeah.
Well, we never decided. Could you send us a message, Adrian? What do they call Canadian bacon in Canada?
I think it's just ham.
Just call it bacon.
It's just ham.
And then when they have bacon, they call it American.
A round bacon.
I wonder, why isn't he Adrian American Bacon Barrel? Hey, American Bacon. American Bacon is better than Canadian bacon. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you say.
Peppered or regular?
Any kind of American pig bacon. Hey, stick around after the show. We're going to have some plugs and some doodads stuck in here.
And some Canadian peppered bacon.
Go do some Amazon shopping. Go kiss your mom. Unless she's deceased, then just give a flower to her gravesite.
Yeah.
That's almost Christmas. Be good to your family.
Stay away from styes.
Hey, and if you're depressed because you don't have enough money for cameras, what the fuck? Don't buy cameras. For Christmas presents, just... Christmas is about smoking weed and hanging out with your family. Just,
you know,
that.
If you don't have enough money, go and steal somebody's shirt and then draw on it.
Yeah, and then give it back to him as a present.
Yep.
Look, I fixed it up for you.
Yeah, I just fixed your favorite shirt for you. I drew on it.
Happy hump day.
Rock on.
Peace out. Metal.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings,
and CNEU Radio on Monday afternoons.
Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, looking for something fun to do? Of course you are. And you think I pre-recorded that? No, I say it every time just to see if you guys are paying attention. This weekend, there's a lot of stuff going on Friday. You've got plenty of stuff to choose from. Here's the least likely thing you'll do is go clear down to Medford and see Lamb of God on Friday, December 14th. I'm surprised they're playing at the Medford Armory. You can get any information you need off the internet, I'm sure. I've heard that Randy might be headed back to jail, so this might be your last time to see Lamb of God in Oregon for quite some time. December 14th, Medford Armory. Also December 14th in Corvallis at the Whiteside Theater. We got Floater with our buddies 30 Pound Test opening up the show. It's an all-ages thing. Tickets are $20 plus the service charge. Also in the Eugene area, December 14th at the Oak Street Speakeasy, it's Corrosion of Conformity, Yob and Saviors. 21 and over. They put up 70 tickets on brownpapertickets.com. I believe there are 30 left. You can get those for $15 a piece, or you can chance it and try to get down there and get in the door. Apparently, capacity is about 200, It's a big show for this little place. It's going to be awesome. $15 a head, well worth it. If you don't want to do any of those three things and you just want to get a good laugh, go down to the Cornucopia Laugh Off. Laugh Off. The Cornucopia Lounge. 10 o'clock that show starts. It's hosted by Mike McGowan. And it's free. You got to be 21 to get in. We're going to have Chris Castle, Seth Milstein, and Andy Bradwin. So go out and check that out. The next night, Saturday, September... God, I'm so stupid. Edit that part out, Dustin. Saturday, December 15th, at the Green Room, it's the Bleepin' Funny Comedy Show, which means it's kind of PG-13. There will be no cursing, and there will be no scatological subjects. All the improv and stand-up, with none of the cursing and whining, featuring a large list of people. Some of these people will just be doing improv. The most of them will be doing short sets of stand-up. That's going to be clean for your listening pleasure, featuring Cress Bates, Debbie Bennett, Ron Bramhall, Chris Castles, Bruce Fields, Cindy Fields, Melody Dodd, Patrice Dotson, Terry Guile, Mike Janover, Leanne Jashaway, and Seth Milstein. All of that comic entertainment is free. It's at the Green Room, 710 Willamette in Eugene, right next to Doc's Pad. It's all ages, and it's free, so you should go check that out. If you're not going to check that out and you're in the Tangent area on Saturday the 15th, go to the Dixie Creek Saloon and check out Sick Man. It's a tribute to Alice in Chains. Strange Dichotomy will be playing as well. Floyd McCulloch will be opening the show with an acoustic set, and I think he will be accompanied by Zach Rowe on that one as well. It starts at 9 o'clock. It's 21 and over, and it's free. The next weekend at the Dixie Creek Saloon, it's the 22nd of December. It's the Gatch Game with your host, Dustin Gatchel. It's similar to the Match Game from the 70s, and we'll have a panel of pseudo-celebrities trying to match answers with the contestants that come down, and that could be you. Just come down there. It starts about 9 o'clock on the 22nd of December, and these celebrities are people like Westy Weaver from Clue FM, Lance Thill from Void and Griefhammer, Dave Wambacher, the Blazer Wookie. You know that guy? Jerry Murphy. He's going to be there, and my wife and myself. We'll all be celebrity guests trying to match your answers and win you some prizes. So come down there for the 22nd. It's going to be a good time at the Dixie Creek Saloon. The day after Christmas, Wednesday the 26th, Oak Street Speakeasy's Comedy Showcase is going down with Seth Milstein and friends. And as I said before, I'm his friend. I'll be there telling jokes. That's a free show unless you want to be generous and donate some money to the comics, because he usually brings in talent from way out of town. So, and it's usually well worth the money. So go check that out. Thursday, December 27th, that's the next night, he does a show at the Granary on 5th with more comedy than you can shake a stick at. I think it's called Comedy as Advertised. We'll have more details on that in a week or two as far as the other comics that will be at that show. Friday, December 28th at the Wow Hall, it's the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. Go online to find out information about that. Tickets are probably in the $15 to $20 range, somewhere around there. You don't get to see the daddies in their hometown a lot anymore, so you should go check that out. And that's all we got. We're going to save the rest of the shows of 2013 for the weeks to come, so that's plenty for you to do. Go out and do that, and then come home and listen to another episode of the TagCast podcast. Thanks for listening, you guys, and go do something.
TagCastPodcast.com